It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money in markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Friday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Our good buddy Darius Rucker, country music singer. He'll join us coming up in a little bit. He's got to be excited about the Miami Dolphins because the Dolphins normally make him cry. Premier League Saturday, Cristiano Ronaldo will put on his shirt, his kit. Manchester United heads to Brentford. Premier League morning, Saturday, 12:30 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Poll question, final hour, Seton, is...
Dan, let me update you on whose career people would rather have, Nick Saban or Darius Rucker. Darius is still holding strong on that. That's okay. A little surprising to me.
All right.
You could be the greatest college football coach of all time or a super successful musician.
Darius had two great careers. Hootie and the Blowfish sold, that cracked rear view sold 21 million albums.
I'm sorry, had two great careers?
No, has.
Just sticking up
for Darius. Had one great career already, now he has another.
Now he has another great career.
Yes, he does, okay.
Yeah.
Who is taking Darius Rucker over Nick Saban? Fritz, oh, okay, so Fritzy, Seton, and Marv.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, why are you taking Darius over Saban? Marv?
Oh, that's easy. He chills. He gets to go on tour, put out a couple albums. Yeah. There's no pressure on him.
Mm.
Like, look, Nick Saban wins the national title.
Yeah.
He's on the phone in 20 minutes calling recruits up, and it's a nonstop thing.
Okay.
Darius Rucker, he gets to go down, watch a little Gamecocks, watch the Dolphins lose, put out an album, go on tour, maybe reunite with Hootie if he feels like it.
Right.
And if he doesn't, he can go on solo tours by himself. Come on.
All right. It's a good gig. I've been around it. I've seen it firsthand. The eye candy is usually pretty good, too.
Plus, there's something about seeing the world. I mean, I know that when you're on tour and you're traveling, you don't necessarily get to see as much as you think people do.
Yeah.
But when you've hit Darius Rucker's status or level, I bet you could build in a couple of vacation days here and there and be like, let's hang out in Spain a couple extra days.
I remember being in London with them, my 40th birthday, and we stayed in the hotel. There were like eight guys in there, the entire band and then some roadies, and they sat around playing music, and I thought, why are we in a hotel room? We're rock stars here. Why aren't we outside doing something? Why aren't we raging against the machine? And they stayed in the hotel room, and all they did is spark up all night, and that was it.
And jam.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
Yeah, that was it. And I went, is this what... being a rock star is all about? I mean, I got to start hanging around with the Rolling Stones here. Yes, Tom.
Also, ego-wise, there's a whole arena and stadiums all over the world cheering for you. Nick Saban's never going to have a whole stadium. People, they're cheering for his team. They're cheering for Alabama. They're not all cheering for Nick Saban.
No, because the teams change. Saban stays the same. He's still your head coach.
But they don't announce, ladies and gentlemen, Nick Saban! And like 30,000 people in the arena. Not cheering. They don't get that.
Yes.
And Darius Rucker can sing at any moment and perform, you know, if he's at a party or something like that. No one says, hey, Nick, you know, show me a pattern and have the quarterback throw it to the receiver. But he can, like, have a bunch of ladies in front of him and start singing songs and get them all worked up.
Get
them all worked up.
And then do damage.
And do some damage in the process. Exactly. God. You know where I'm going.
Good grief.
I know.
Actually, I thought those were pretty fair points.
No, those are fair points. It was, I felt uncomfortable when he had his 18 to 24 time frame where he was ready to go and in prime shape, hair, muscles, everything. And then he said, yeah, but I lived at home with my mom. I didn't get to do any damage.
Hey, Nick Saban's at the party. Drop a play. Woo!
Drop
that play. X's, O's, arrows. Do it to me.
Okay. But Darius doesn't go into a party going, gosh, I hope somebody asked me to sing.
No, but it's right there in his back pocket. If he feels like singing or if someone says, hey, you mind, getting up there for us a little bit? Sure, why not?
I would rather talk to Saban at a party than I would Darius.
Oh, this is some great bash here. This is a really cool place. Everybody's
now you're going to make fun of Coach Saban's delivery. Well,
but how is that conversation going to go? You want to hang out with Coach Saban at a party?
I'm going to guess if we go to a party, he's different than he is. Like, he'd be a little bit more animated.
He's breakdancing or something.
Yes.
It's part of the reason, though, that you want to hang out with Coach Saban at a party is because you've spent so many times hanging out with Darius Rucker at parties.
That's true.
That now you want to go with somebody different.
Yes. Yes. I've been hanging out with he's been hanging out with me. Because I think I kind of made him a little bit when you think about it. It was right around when SportsCenter was exploding, and then we did the video.
If you weren't in that video, their career probably wouldn't have happened.
Although I've been around Darius, where Darius has told friends of mine that he helped make my career. So I'm going to return fire there.
Poll question for hour three. Who made whom's career more? Darius, Dan.
Well,
Darius.
No. There's a lot of people who claim to have made my career. Usually former radio people who somehow they made my career.
A lot of people built that, Dan.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Paulie, you said you would rather be Saban than Darius.
I was leaning towards Saban because college football, he's got some legendary status forever. I love college football. But then I started thinking what the other guy said, that the travel thing, the grind of college football, and you know, Nick Saban's probably never been to a tailgate. I love tailgating. He's responsible for the tailgate.
No, you guys make it seem like Darius is going to Paris or Rome every weekend. He's going to some small places around the country, some small cities, cities that take a while to get to.
So, Nick Saban doesn't go to those cities. They come to him. Like, when he plays Utah State, he's not going to
Utah State comes to him. Yes,
but there's got to be something about, he's going to small places that take a while to get to where you're like, I don't even know where in the hell we are. But when you get there, there's 30,000 people that know every lyric to every song you wrote. That's crazy.
Yeah. But I'm the greatest coach of all time. I'm the greatest college coach of all time. Something to be said for that. Yeah, Marv.
Quality of life is just enormous to me at this stage in life. Darius Rucker looks like his quality of life is strong.
No, but let's say you go, I don't want to travel this weekend. And then he goes this weekend and then comes back. And then he's back for a few days. And then he goes back on the road again that weekend, every weekend. Nick Saban doesn't have to do that. He just go out there and coach. I get the best players, name, image, and likeness. We're good to go. And win a couple of titles, and I get a raise. Yeah, Mark.
You know what? I think Darius is coming to Connecticut soon. I'm wearing a shirt that says, Dan said he'd rather be Saban.
Okay.
I'm going to go to his concert.
You can tell him when he comes on. You can say, hey, Dan would rather be Nick Saban than you.
I'll bet you $1 million Darius says, I would too.
Yes,
and
he probably will.
I'd rather be Coach Saban too. It starts laughing.
Yeah.
Especially as a Gamecocks fan.
Wait, how's that laugh sound?
That's pretty good.
Yeah. In between that and Kyler Murray. Very subtle, very sneaky. By the way, it's a meat Friday. I just saw, Tyler's out there examining the grill. We got wings three ways, buffalo, garlic, parmesan, dry rubbed with the Traeger chicken rub, and the ultimate loaded nachos. Who's got it better than we do?
Nobody.
I thought you were going to say Darius Rucker does.
And Darius Rucker
then
does.
Nick Saban.
Yeah, and Nick Saban.
And then us.
That's Kyler Murray.
Dad, what do you think?
Dad, do you think Kyler's going to play baseball or football? man, that was uncomfortable.
Not what?
Yeah. Field of Dreams, thought it was great last night. Deshaun Watson's side makes a last-ditched effort to fend off maybe a year-long suspension. But it feels like any time now we're going to get the word. They said, how about 8 games, $5 million? Commissioner's like, nope, not in my house. Giants over the Patriots last night and Titans against the Ravens. Ravens have won 21 consecutive preseason games. That is wild. Wild. All right, a couple of phone calls in here. Let's see. Tom in North Carolina. Hi, Tom. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Tom.
559-240.
All right.
It's funny you were just mentioning about Darius Rucker's laugh. I just watched the clip where you guys, a couple of years ago, we were talking about the goofiest laughs in sports. You referred to his laugh as the machine gun. So I had the over-under today as the machine gun laugh at 15. I don't know if we want to weigh in on that. Thanks.
15 total laughs? That's a lot of pressure on me to make him laugh. I take the under on that. Bub in Illinois. Hi, Bub. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I wanted to point out something in the Saban interview when you got into the relegation conversation, and he mentioned Wichita State. They don't have a football program or haven't since the 70s when an unfortunate plane crash. But no, I'm giving him credit. It was very smart on his part because if he were to say it, and I don't mean to pick on schools, a team like Kansas or a program like Kansas or Duke, he's already calling them out. So when he picked Wichita State, I think that was very intelligent. So that way he's not calling out a D1 program saying they're not good enough or they'll probably be the one of the first relegated. And then one quick one, better laugh, Darius Rucker or Seton. Have a great weekend, gentlemen.
All right. Thank you, Bub. Seton's pretty good. Darius is unique. Like, Seton doesn't make me feel funnier. He entertains me. Darius makes me feel funnier whenever I hear him. Yes, Todd?
Seton's laugh is infectious. It makes you want to laugh, too. When Darius does that something, you're like, what was that? Sounded like a shotgun.
Wait, so you've made fun of Saban with his voice, and now you're making fun of Darius.
When Seton laughs, it's like, I want to join in, and I'm laughing because he's laughing. When Darius says, I'm not necessarily cracking up.
Yeah, Paul.
Be happy we have guests to make fun of today, Dan.
Wow.
Why do these people come back? I don't know why they come back on the show. If I'm even made fun of, I would not come back.
What are we doing?
Oh, now you ask.
Don't ask that.
Now you ask, what are we doing? Say good morning to those watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, and listening on our radio affiliates around the country. The Tom Brady situation, extended leave from the Buccaneers. Right now, nobody knows, but it feels like this might have been something that was planned a while ago. I'm just surprised that the Buccaneers didn't get out in front of it to say, hey, by the way, coming up in a couple of weeks, Tom is not going to be here. He's got a leave of absence, personal reasons. The NBA decides to retire Bill Russell's number 6. I think it's great. Wonderful gesture. You normally don't get this with leagues. You know, Jackie Robinson's number 42 retired, Major League Baseball. But if you are wearing number 6 now, like LeBron James, it's grandfathered in. And then After these players are done playing, that's it. Nobody will ever be able to wear the number 6 again. Yes, Paul?
When you were growing up, and I think I remember when I was a kid, a lot of teams didn't have numbers basketball-wise, 6, 7, 8, 9, because the refs, you know, you'd hold up, you know, number 5 or, you know, number 2, 5 fouls. I think they didn't give them out a lot for kids, numbers in that area.
Hmm.
That's what I read.
Well, I remember growing up, it felt like the first number on the team was 10, and then 12, 14, 20, 24, 32, 40, 42. I don't know if we had anybody over 50. Although when I got to Eastern Kentucky, my first jersey was 52. Man, did that hurt.
And you were listed as a guard.
I was. Oh. I was. That one hurt. I thought, this is crushing. Like, I'm 50. I'm number 52? God, I suck. And it turns out I did. So I got number 50. And then my second year, I said, I'm getting 32. I got 32 in honor of Bill Walton. Yeah, Paul.
I could top that as for a sad story. First year of grade school football, they asked us what number we wanted. I know very little about football, but I knew about the Bears and Walter Payton.
Oh.
I asked this equipment manager, Mr. Sofer, I go, can I have number 34? He looks up and goes, you've got to be kidding me. He said that to a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
And then he gave me number 83 because I didn't have a position yet. I was kind of positionless because I stunk so bad. 83. I'm not a wide receiver, and I wasn't a defensive end, so I had to walk around with this number on the bench all year.
Was Willie Gault 83?
This is before that, though.
Oh,
so
okay.
It had nothing special.
Do you think Willie Gault went to the Bears and said, I want to get Paul Papp's number? I want 83.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. But there are certain numbers. Like, I never would have thought 2 that Derek Jeter wears would be a cool number. Or 6 with Bill Russell. The Yankees, though, they keep retiring these jerseys. Yes, Eaton.
Some numbers are bad, but some numbers are just kind of weird, too. Like, I've always found 17 to be a weird number.
Okay.
Like, oh, yeah, I want to be 17.
But if you're a quarterback, you okay with 17?
I guess.
Is Philip Rivers 17, Todd?
Yes.
Yeah. Bloop.
But then he whined a lot and everything. Maybe he was whining about being number 17. I thought it was usually about the refs.
19?
Johnny Unitas.
No, I'm just...
Oh, that's another number you don't like.
This isn't a quiz. Let's get quizzical.
Quizzical. Yeah.
We were talking about sixes.
Quizzical.
We were talking about 6 and 7s and weird numbers, but that was Julius Erving, Tiny Archibald. They were 6 and 7. So the refs figured out a way to call... You know, fouls on them.
Well, I think Tiny was 10. I think Tiny Archibald with the Royals was 10.
I thought he was 7 with the Celtics, though.
Oh, yeah, but I'm talking about when he was really good. 44 was big because of Maravich. There's certain number, you know, obviously 23. Yeah, Paulie.
Certain numbers, though, make you look faster or slower. Like, if you're a running back, Alvin Kamara is a very quick, fast running back.
But he's, what, 41?
41. It makes him look slower than he is.
Mm.
You need a number like 22 that makes you look fast.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, if you're 46, you got to be a fullback. You can't be quick halfback.
Yeah. Yeah, Marv.
When I first made varsity my junior year in high school, 46 was the number. 46 was
so
the number.
So you were a blocking back.
Oh, for sure. They were just like, whatever. Here's what we have. It was either that or I think, 48. It was 46 or 48, and I was like, that's 46.
Yeah, Paul.
In archery, they don't give out numbers, lucky for me. No numbers.
You didn't have a jersey number?
When I competed in archery?
Do you get a tag?
You didn't have a bib?
A bib.
Yes. When I competed, air quotes, in archery, you had to wear this like band around your arm with your number on it so they could check your shots.
I only had one number. It was 1.
Yes, usually was.
Yeah. Let's take a break. Darius Rucker will join us along with his laugh. We're back after this Dan Patrick Show. Simply Safe Home Security. Home security is not a game, but a lot of companies act that way. You know, they lock you in. They overcharge you. That's why we love Simply Safe Home Security. No long-term contracts, no hidden fees, no pushy salespeople, and customer-first policies. Make sure you're taken care of with affordable plans that start at less than $1 a day. Once again, no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, because Simply Safe says feeling safe at home shouldn't break the bank. You're going to have monitoring agents that truly care about your well-being, highly trained. They keep you calm and safe during stressful situations, staying on the line with you until help arrives. Simply Safe, they detect something's going on, dispatch police or first responders in an emergency, even if you're not at home and can't be reached. Customize the perfect system for your home. It's going to take you just a couple of minutes. SimplySafeDan.com. Go today. Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. Go to SimplySafeDan.com. Make sure you tell them we sent you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, the ayahuasca t-shirt, Ayahuasca is for Lovers, is for sale, danpatrick.com. The t-shirt that everybody wants, because apparently ayahuasca made Aaron Rodgers a better lover. Somehow we make the smooth segue to Darius Rucker, who joins us now. You know, I was thinking about you when I heard this Aaron Rodgers story about ayahuasca. When you guys were not
thinking about me?
Yeah, well, no, hold on. Because when you guys were doing a show, you guys were upstate New York, and I think some mushrooms were consumed.
Yeah, that was a great story.
Okay.
Yeah, we were playing the PAC,
And after the show, they were consumed, and we pretty much went up and lived a life up in the hills of State, New York, for about 6 hours.
So wait, you guys just went in the woods and got lost?
We just went in the woods. Some people were the Highlanders because they went high in the woods. We were down by the water. It was awful.
Full intro. Darius is the headliner for the next CMT Storytellers 1 hour concert special featuring performances never before heard stories about how some of the stars' biggest hits came to life. A three-time Grammy winner, and of course, the former lead singer of Hootie and the Blowfish. All right, here's the poll question. Would you rather
I'm still the lead singer of Hootie and the Blowfish.
You are?
I'm still the lead singer of Hootie and the Blowfish.
Okay, yeah. So still the current lead singer until you're replaced, you know, by Scott. I'm thinking Scott Stapp of Creed will take over.
I think they're going to get Corey Glover from In Living Color.
Okay, here's the poll question today. Would you rather be you or Nick Saban? Like, whose career?
Oh, Nick Saban. Nick Saban.
Okay.
Nick Saban. Everybody wants to be the GOAT. You know, everybody's supposed to be the greatest at what they did. Nick Saban is now in that Michael Jordan, Ric Flair category. Tiger Woods would be the greatest at what he's ever, at what he did. Everybody, I'd rather be Nick.
Okay, but if I said you could be George Strait, or you could be Nick Saban.
Oh, George Strait. Yeah, going to play stadiums just because I feel like it. Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take George Strait.
we saw this documentary on Woodstock 99. I don't know if you've seen that yet.
I saw some of it. I didn't see the whole thing, but
it's a mess.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Were you guys ever, were you asked to be at Woodstock 90? Was Hootie and the Blowfish?
No, man. We're not cool enough to get asked to do stuff like that. You know that.
Well, wait a minute. Well, you had Alanis Morissette and Cheryl
Crow. We've never been invited to Bonnaroo, man.
Really?
Yeah.
If you were invited to Woodstock 99, would Hootie and the Blowfish have gone?
Of course. Absolutely.
But you know what's tricky, though, Darius, is where they place you. Let's say Korn is playing, and then Hootie and the Blowfish, Rage Against the Machine is playing, and then Hootie and the Blowfish comes up.
Let me tell you right now, if they put Rage Against the Machine in front of us, we're just going to pack up and go. We're not even going on.
But you know who they followed?
I'm not even going on.
You know who they followed Rage and the Machine with?
Who?
Bruce Hornsby.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Who the hell is
that
thinking?
Went over well. I'm sure that was fun. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay, you know who followed Korn?
Who?
Jewel.
Okay. Alrighty then. Whoever put that show together was really high. But I'll say that.
But have you been at a festival where when you come on or like, you know the audience is like, oh boy, I don't know if this is going to go well.
Not so much a festival. I was at a guitar pull once, and Chris Stapleton sang before me, and I was like, I'm not singing. if you don't move my part of the show, I'm not singing any of my songs.
Why would they not have Chris Stapleton close it out?
That's what I asked the same question. They were like, well, you got the hits. I was like, yeah, but you hear this boy's voice? They let him go last.
The last time you were nervous going on stage?
I get nervous every night. I still get nervous every night. Because it's some nights are better than others. And I think if I ever stop getting at least a little nervous, I'll stop playing.
But are you nervous you're going to forget words?
No, I was more nervous. You know, you're more nervous you're going to miss notes. The words are, I'm 56 now. I got a teleprompter, so I'm not so worried about the words. But it's more like, you know, hitting bad notes and stuff. Yeah, that more worried about that than anything else.
Wait, you have to read off a prompter?
No, I never do, but just in case I have to. I have forgotten. You've seen me forget the. I turned to you during Let Her Cry and go, hey, Dan, what's the word?
I know.
You've seen it happen. So
So Darius is out there singing, and then he turns to me at the side of the stage. He goes, what are the words? I go, you wrote the damn song, not me. Let her cry.
And it was Let Her Cry. I played it 1,800 times. I didn't know the words. That's unbelievable.
You ever had a crowd, though, that was dangerous?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Back in the club days, big time. But one day we were playing. And the crazy thing is, we played so many southern places, and everything's been okay. And we play in upstate New York once, the country show. And we look out, and there is 5 Confederate flags that are bigger than my bus. And these guys are walking around the crowd.
Oh, boy.
With them. And so my guys go out, and they admit who they were and what they were there for. And we kicked them out, but we thought we were going to have to fight those guys. Yeah.
How do you perform when you look out and you see that?
Well, I perform for everybody else but them. You know, I was still singing for the people who paid their money, you know.
Man.
Jerks going to be jerks, man. They're going to do it. I can't let them mess up everybody else's fun.
Fritzy has been singing lately. He did it.
Always great.
No. No. Okay. So Olivia Newton-John just passed away.
Yes.
And Fritzy did a tribute to Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, it's not. He wanted to sing a song that was Let's Get Quizzical instead of Let's Get Physical. So Let's Get Quizzical when we have a quiz about sports stuff. So you judge it, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's magic in here, and here's Todd singing Let's Get Quizzical.
We're coming up with questions that I know you like. It makes good sports radio conversation. You gotta answer it just right. You know what I mean. Don't Google it, just try to think it out. Challenge yourself mentally. Make sure you know what you're talking about or get embarrassed on radio and TV. Let's get quizzical, quizzical. I want to get quizzical.
Okay.
Let's get into quizzical.
Now, you look like you just ate bad fish.
I'm like, was he even listening to the music? Was he even listening to the music? That was not your best. Fritzy, that was not your best.
Epic greatest fail. One
that one. And you know, Darius, he was trying to pay tribute to her. He wasn't joking. He was.
Oh, I know. That was bad. And I usually like your stuff. That one was bad.
Has anybody said no to you covering one of their songs?
No, but you don't have to ask. You know, you just play them.
Even when you record?
You don't have to ask. Just record it.
And then pay.
I've never asked anybody. Yeah. And then they get paid. Yeah.
So when Ryan Adams did the entire Taylor Swift album, he doesn't have to ask Taylor Swift?
I mean, no, he didn't have to. I mean, I'm sure he talked to her about it, but he didn't have to. Not by law. No.
What's the song you want to cover, but you haven't been able to?
Oh, good question. You know what song I really think? I'm going to get Zach Brown. Me and Zach Brown are going to do Penny Cowles's. That's my goal. I think that would be a really good song to do with Zach.
Okay.
Yeah. Call him for me.
Have you talked? But you've done the song with John Mellencamp.
Yes, we did it at Crossroads, and it was one of the great moments of my career. That was awesome.
But didn't Mellencamp say, "Hey, I know it was a big deal for him." Like he was.
Yeah, it was just another day for John. That's not one of those things. Crossroads is not something that he would do a lot. For him to say he would do it with me was a big honor. But, you know, yeah, John, that was just nuts. I'm you know, pooping my pants, and, you know, John's like, let's get this rehearsal over with.
How were you when you thought the Dolphins could get Tom Brady?
I don't want Tom Brady. I want Tua Tagovailoa.
Oh, okay. You're all in, huh?
I'm all in. We got the Cheetah. We got Waddle. I have already. The NFL called me the other day and asked me my ring size for my Super Bowl ring.
Do you think that the NFL, is it time for the NFL to give halftime show to country music?
Yeah, I think it's time for a country. I think it's time for, I mean, it hasn't been a country since a singer since Garth did it back in the day. So, you know, we've had some great ones. I think it's time to.
Okay, you know, I'm going to make you're producing it. Give me five acts for Arizona Super Bowl.
Luke Bryan, Blake Shelton, Carrie Underwood, me, let's see who the fifth would be. Oh, you wouldn't want to say Garth, but Garth has already done it. So, you know, you end it with George Strait just standing up there behind that microphone doing Give It Away or something, and you just got heaven right there.
And once again, your bias against Chris Stapleton showed because you didn't mention Chris Stapleton.
Well, that's because I don't want to have to sing after he does. And they would put me right behind him.
What about Taylor Swift?
Oh, but Taylor's pop now. Taylor's going to get her own Super Bowl by herself. Why does she have to come in ours? Can't we have ours? Can't we just have our little thing? Taylor's going to have her own big Super Bowl.
All right, so you're in.
I'm in.
Okay.
There's nothing I want. There's nothing in the world I want to do more than. In my career, there's nothing I've done. There's nothing I haven't done for the halftime of the Super Bowl that I want to do. Nothing. That's it.
Huh. All right. Well, you know, you got some good artists there. Carrie Underwood's. You've sang with Carrie Underwood, haven't you?
Absolutely. Carrie's special. She's one of the best singers ever. She's special.
I mean, what's more likely to happen? Your halftime at the Super Bowl or the Dolphins are in the Super Bowl?
Dolphins are in the Super Bowl. Okay. I'm much more likely than me getting this thing at halftime in the Super Bowl. Yes.
So we're going to see you in a couple of weeks.
Looking forward to it, man. Always looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah, that'll be in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Yep. And by the way,
what?
Dolphins are going to win the Super Bowl. And this is not the Darius preseason prediction crazy stuff.
This every year.
But this is my Nostradamus year. This is the year. You will be playing this in February.
Okay, but let's make a bet on this because you just throw this out every year and I never call you on it.
Okay. What do you want this? You tell me. I'm confident.
Fritzy gets to sing as the opening act on the road with you.
I'll do this. If they don't go, Fritzy gets to pick any two songs he wants. My band will learn them, and he gets to come up and sing. Absolutely.
But what if he wants Hall & Oates? Like,
they'll know it. Okay. They'll know it like we'll know it like we wrote it. Absolutely.
That's amazing.
Are you you okay with that, Todd?
I am all in on that. I already got Private Eyes and Kiss on my list working.
So you're not going to play Darius songs or Hootie songs. You're going to do Hall & Oates.
You play with words. You play with words.
I don't want him to do my songs.
No, no, here you go.
Twist it around, baby. That ain't enough, cause girl, I'm gonna know if you're letting me in or letting me go. Don't lie when you're hurting inside, cause you can't escape.
You can't escape my eyes.
Private eyes.
Okay.
Yeah. Clap.
Clap.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
What does Darius get if he wins?
Yeah. Absolutely.
What? Yeah, Paul.
If Darius wins,
I get to come host. Yeah,
we'll you can. I'll let you host the show.
What, Paulie? What do I get to?
If Darius wins, Fritzy never sings again.
Oh, wow. Deal. Oh, that's just harsh.
That's
okay. I don't want that.
That's no mean.
I don't want that. I don't want that. No, nope, I won't make that bet because I want Fritzy to keep singing.
And you don't want to host. Yeah. This is 3 hours, man. Like, this is a lot.
I could do 3 hours, man. Once. I don't want to do it like every Friday. Every day.
Okay. All right. That's fine. All right. We got a bet. All right. I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
All right, man. Love you.
All right. Love you, too. That's Darius Rucker. Dolphins make him cry. Not this year, though. Not crying.
Super Bowl or bust.
Yeah, I like it.
Yep.
Todd, now he's got a great, great band, great backup band there.
I better bring it.
Would you do that?
I would.
Damn, that would be great. Damn, three-piece.
Damn, three-piece. You continue to make dreams come true. Yeah, that's Ian's favorite part.
that's
you make my dreams come true.
What I want, you got, but it might be hard to handle. Like a flame in a candle. You make my dreams come true. I'm down on a daydream. Oh, this
take a break. Meet Friday coming up. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball.
But he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I say it often, but I'll continue to say it as long as we do this. Thank you for giving us this great opportunity, this great life to be able to do this every single day. A lot of fun. A lot of fun. Here's Arcade Fire all together now, except for Todd. Last call for phone calls, what we learned, what's in store on Monday. By the way, the 1215 podcast, that's the Backroom guys. They do a podcast every Friday. We call it 1215 podcast because they don't get to eat until 1215 on Meat Friday. Yes, Eaton?
Just to follow up on something real quick, the over-under on Darius Lefts was 15. He crushed the over at 27.
Oh.
Crushed.
Okay. Well, I thought that I was on my A game, bringing out some laughs with him.
Yeah. Well, and you went to Fritzical, which was like, okay, now you're really just,
yeah, that,
you loaded up on that.
Yeah. Yeah. That might have been a desperation move just to bring out a few more laps. But so the bet is that you, if the Dolphins don't go to the Super Bowl,
which is likely what's going to happen,
you get to sing two songs on stage as the warm up act for Darius Rucker with his band. I don't know if Darius sings with you, but you just walk out there and you sing two songs.
That's insane. In a very good, exciting way to me.
Todd Fritz.
Got to go better than the stand up comedy, you would hope.
Same amount of laughs.
Wow.
Well, what happens if you get more laughs for your singing than you do for your comedy? Dang.
I'll start doing jokes while I stop singing in the middle and throw a joke in there if they're laughing.
Yeah. Section row C.
What don't you understand about that?
I see a lot of people having trouble getting to their seats tonight. Huh? You're a little over there. You know, what's the deal with people in their seat?
Yes, Mar. Yes, Mar.
Observational humor without the humor.
Gross.
Yes, Mar.
Does everyone have one song that they automatically know they would sing if they had the same bet as Fritzy?
Yes. Yes. I would I'd do Low Rider by War. But I'd also play the trumpet in there. All my friends love a low rider.
What a song, man.
It is.
That song is a whole vibe.
Oh, when it comes on, can't be in a bad mood.
Yeah, true.
Let's see. What do we learn today? This day in sports history, Paulie.
Got a bunch. Katie Ledecky won the 200, 400, and 800 meter freestyle at the same Olympics.
Her opponents are still swimming.
Yeah. 1994 Major League Baseball strike that wiped out the World Series. That's not good. Rod Carew had his number retired by the California Angels. Mm-hmm. 1973 Jack Nicklaus won his 14th major, which set the record, beating Bobby Jones. And my personal favorite. In 1879, the first National Archery Association tournament took place in?
Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois, the home of the great archers.
Yes.
It's no reason I was born there. It's no coincidence.
You know, I have the name Archer in my family. And didn't you get names in accordance to what you did?
Like blacksmith.
Yeah. So maybe somewhere in my family tree, somebody was an archer. But I do have Archer in my family tree. Usain Bolt injures himself in his very last race at the World Championships. I didn't remember that. Did he pull a hammy?
Sure.
Yeah, all right. Let's see.
And he still won by 4 seconds.
No, thank you. That's not true.
Not true.
So 6 games with Deshaun Watson. Let's say the ruling comes down today. How many games do you think Deshaun Watson gets, Con?
12 games.
12, all right. Seton O'Connor?
1 full season.
1 full. Marv?
Full season.
Yeah. Paul?
Full season, but there's no language that says indefinite. It'll be a full season fixed.
Does he get fined?
10 large.
Because I think they're going after money, too. Because they think, well, all the Browns, they kind of circumvented this with, we're going to pay $1 million that first year. Yes, Eaton.
You know what? I think Paul just kind of hit it. What the language is actually going to be is, although he did it in reverse maybe, the language is going to be indefinite, and it ends up being 1 year.
Okay.
Because they could say, no, we suspended him indefinitely. That might be 2 years. We don't even know at this point.
Yeah.
But then it ends up being a full season. That's what I'm going with.
Kip in Nashville. Hi, Kip. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Dan. 5'8 and the pounds. So, Derek Jeter, the reason he has number 2 is because it was the last single digit, and the Yankees equipment manager said, you're going to be one of the great ones. That number is definitely going to be retired. You need a single digit. Derek didn't want it, but he took it, and it worked out for him.
But A-Rod got a single number, didn't he?
13.
13? Okay.
I took number 2 to remind myself to always be humble, that you're never good enough to be number 1, because I just always wanted to strive to be my greatest every day in and day out. When I was practicing, just stay humble, remind myself I'd never be number 1. I was always number 2.
By the way, his wife was the star of the last episode of The Captain. Hannah Jeter. A lot of respect for her. And, you know, it humanized Jeter a little bit more. Like, I don't want to hear him talk. But if you see things that make him more human with his daughters, that to me was the highlight of the final documentary. Let's see. Let's go around the room, see what we learned on the program. Todd, what'd you learn today?
As Marvin reminds us, some athletes could be scary if they can just put it all together.
Seton O'Connor.
Nick Saban is a pro-rel guy. Let's go.
Marv.
Darius really wants to do the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah, I'm wondering if country is, you know, because we're back in Arizona again, and, you know, get some cameos. That'd be nice. Nice. Paulie.
Nick Saban's not retiring anytime soon.
Doesn't sound like it. Todd, what did I learn?
Nick Saban didn't mention a specific punishment if you're late for a team meeting, but I'd be an hour early before 1 second late.
Home security isn't a game. That's why we use and trust Simply Safe Home Security. They're different. Simply Safe, advanced technology, puts safety of me and my family and my Danettes first. Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. SimplySafeDan.com. We're going to take a couple of days off next week. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend, everybody.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Cameron-Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.